Yerushalayim. And it continues, at least for the time being, in Camp Masora, as the head of Chinuch, as the camp rabbi in Camp Masora. And anyone who's had the pleasure of hearing Rabbi Rosner knows what a great loss that it was for the American Jewish community, and what a great gain it is for us here in Eretz Yisrael. And it's a great pleasure for us to call upon Rabbi Rosner to divrei Torah on Yom Yerushalayim.
Thank Rav Olshin for giving me the schus to be able to spend my first Yom Yerushalayim as a Ben Eretz Yisrael, to speak in Yerushalayim, about Yom Yerushalayim, about Yerushalayim, on Yom Yerushalayim. And even though everybody seems to be on the sides and I'm facing the middle here, we'll try to be ma'achid all those around us. Shavuos 5727, about 5 o'clock in the morning in Heichal Shlomo, Yerushalayim. All of the Karabiyavna Talmidim who were not in the army had spent the night learning Torah in the traditional Mishmar. Exactly 1 week before, the old city under Jewish control for the first time in nearly 1900 years. At dawn, after a frantic effort to clear mines and other obstacles, the Kosel Ma'aravi was open to the Jewish public for the first time in 19 years. The last month had been a historic one, and the hand of Hashem was apparent for all to see and for all to feel. The Israeli government, for reasons still unknown, moved the then annual Yom HaTzmaut military parade from Tel Aviv to Yerushalayim. The Arab world, led by Egypt's Nasser, blockaded the shipping route to Eilat, amassed troops at all of Israel's borders, and threatened to drive the Jews into the sea. The American Talmidim and Karabiyavne were subjected to varying degrees of pressure to leave the country by terrified parents and relatives. Yet, with one medical exception, no one left. While most of the Israeli Talmidim were mobilized, we dug trenches and learned more Torah. The Israeli Air Force began the Six-Day War 42 years ago from today with a preemptive strike which destroyed the entire Egyptian Air Force while still on the grounds. A desperate Nasser assured King Hussein of Jordan that Israel was being routed. The normally cautious king believed him and attacked Israel. And in 3 miraculous days, Israeli forces reached the Suez Canal, the Jordan River, entering Yerushalayim on Chaf Ches Iyar, the 20th day of Iyar. The charged emotional atmosphere of that moment, which was recorded and broadcast worldwide, Harabayis Biyadenu, is perhaps unparalleled in recent Jewish history. A week later, after the Mishmar, after Shacharis Kavasikin and Kriyas HaTorah, we stepped into Unter Rehov King George. To our amazement, the street was completely filled at 5 a.m., We walked past the old border into what was no man's land. Police barricades were used for crowd control, allowing only so many people at a time to enter the narrow safe zone. Suddenly, a voice cried out and led us in song. It was the voice of Rabbi Shaya Hadari, a former Mashgiach Ruchani in Karabiyavne, now in Yeshivat HaKotel. I have not heard the tune, almost a chant, in 25 years, but it remains seared in my memory. All the Talmidim and most of the other people in our group joined in unison. Om dos hayu ragleinu b'sharayach Yerushalayim. Just 2 months earlier, the Yeshiva's Tiyo guide had described all the gates of the city to us from afar. We never dreamt we would be entering them so soon. As we approached Shar Yafo, the song turned into a dance. As soon as the police barricades were removed, we danced to the tune and the psukim until we reached the next barricade and had to wait and pause. The scene was unforgettable. Jews of all persuasions stand shoulder to shoulder into the old city. On one side of me was a man in a strimal and white stockings. On the other side was a non-observant Jew with a camera. Incredibly, all barriers disappeared. I saw with my own eyes the fulfillment of Chazal's words on the pasuk we were singing. Shenaase chaverim zeh lazeh. Through Yerushalayim, they became friends with each other. We danced and sang our way down to the Kotel. Every tribe of Israel was represented in force. Some 250,000 Jews came on that day of Shavuos. One couldn't help but think of the once and future Aliyah L'Regel the pasuk describes. As we approached the wall, we were overcome by a feeling of gratitude for the momentous events we were privileged to witness. L'hodos l'shem Hashem, sha'alu shalom Yerushalayim. We daven Musaf, a tefillah, which describes the avoda in the Beit HaMikdash and prayed for its return in the shadow of Har HaBayis. We poured out our hearts for the first time in our lives and the lives of most people there. We were as close as one may come to the site of the Beit HaMikdash. We hoped and prayed for the imminent rebuilding, B'nei Beis Chakavatchila. As we returned through the Shuk, the local Arabs stared and cowered. We felt no fear then, or when we toured Shechem and Hebron a week later, a resurgence of tshuva swept the land. The non-Jewish community hailed the Israelis as heroes, and Jewish pride swelled in Europe and in America. A great sense of anticipation filled the Jewish world. These are the words of Rabbi Mordechai Willig, who experienced it firsthand 42 years ago. What is it about this city that we are privileged to stand and bask in its splendor at this moment? We say in the Shir Shel Yom, what is it about Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh that inspires us, that continues to inspire us, that every time we are away from Eretz Yisrael and we go back to Yerushalayim for the first time and we're driving up that mountain up Kvish Achad, we start feeling goosebumps? What is it about the city that calls to us, that promises to us? Focus on two elements of the city out of its many midos. Yerushalayim, number one, being the spiritual center of the world and of the universe. And number two, Yerushalayim being the capital city of Am Yisrael and its connection to Malchus Beis David. And hopefully relate that to something that we could bring into our daily lives. You know, the pasuk says, Ki Mitzion Teitze Sora. By Mitzion, from Yerushalayim, the Torah goes forth. Where does this spiritual root come from, the spiritual magic of Yerushalayim? Where does it come from, Ki Mitzion Teitze Torah? There's a fascinating Pirush of Mishnayos. The Rambam writes, Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah, in the first source, Yom Tov Shel Rosh Hashanah, Shechol Yes B'Shabbos, the fourth parak in Rosh Hashanah starts off, Rosh Hashanah that falls out on Shabbos, B'Mikdash HaYutoken Avaloba Medina. The Mishnah tells us that they blew shofar in the Beis HaMikdash, even though it fell out on Shabbos. But not for Medina, not in the Medina. Halacha, certain Yisurei Drabanan didn't apply in the Beis HaMikdash, which hopefully we'll get back to in a few minutes. How would we translate Mikdash and Medina? So I would think, like Rashi says, Mikdash means Beis HaMikdash. And Medina is outside the Beis HaMikdash, everywhere else in Eretz Yisrael and outside. The Mikdash of Aloma Medina. And yet, if one looks at the Rambam here and elsewhere, in Pirush Mishnayos, the Rambam says that when the Mishnah says Mikdash, the Mishnah means all of Yerushalayim. The Mishnah calls all of Yerushalayim Mikdash. Farbiyarnu l'chakam ha'pa'amim, says the Rambam, ki Mikdash nikris Yerushalayim kula. The entire Yerushalayim, the Mishnah is comfortable with calling Mikdash. And the question is, how could the Mishnah do that? We know there's a Beis HaMikdash, and we know there's a city of Yerushalayim. Mikdash happens to be in Yerushalayim. But why is the whole city called Mikdash? Explain Rav Salvation, explain the Rav, that if you look in the Torah, Rav Shechter quotes this in Ikvei Atzon in the fourth source, if you look in the Torah, we find the phrase Lifnei Hashem with three connotations. Three different connotations. The same phrase, Lifnei Hashem. Sometimes, says Rav Shechter quoting the Rav, on the fifth line in the first column, the Matina B'Torah Lashon Lifnei Hashem B'Gimel Mashmal Yos, three meanings. Sometimes Lifnei Hashem, in front of God, means the whole city. For example, where Kiddush Siv, V'Yachalta Hashem Lifnei Hashem Elokecha Meiser Tegancha, the halacha of eating Meiser Sheni, of eating Kachei Kalim, you're allowed to eat that, you have to eat that Lifnei Hashem. What does that mean? We know in all Yerushalayim. So Lifnei Hashem means in Yerushalayim. And yet by other halachos, we have a different connotation. Skip a couple of lines. Ulefamim Kai Aharabayis. Sometimes Lifnei Hashem in the Torah refers to Har HaBayis. Kidichsiv b'chatzotros v'kol shofar hariyu lifnei melech Hashem. You blow chatzotros, kol shofar. Where do you blow the trumpets in the Beis HaMikdash? Not inside on Har HaBayis. They blew trumpets for all different reasons. So there's a Lifnei Hashem that means Har HaBayis. Yerushalayim is Lifnei Hashem. Har HaBayis is Lifnei Hashem. And then finally, Sukkim and Parshas Vayikra describe where we are supposed to shecht kadshei kadshim. Where are we supposed to shech kachi kachim? Chatas, ola, says the pasuk, the next column, umatzinu kama pa'amim b'torah v'shachatas ben abakar lifnei Hashem. And we know that lifnei Hashem means in the Azara, in the Beis HaMikdash. So ask the Rav, how could the phrase Lifnei Hashem have three different meanings? Lifnei Hashem means Yerushalayim, it means Har HaBayit, and it means Mikdash. Explained the Rav, because really, the Kedusha of the entire city of Yerushalayim flows from the Beis HaMikdash. Yerushalayim is, in general, in a larger scale, in the words of the Rav, there Rav Shechter quotes back at the beginning, fourth line, Kedushas HaMikdash B'miksas. The Beis HaMikdash is a physical building within the city, but the Kedusha of that, of the Arun, which radiates to the Mikdash, radiates even further out. The secret of the Ruchnius, of the magic of the Ruchnius of Yerushalayim, is because where we are right now is an expansion, is a harchava, is the Kedusha is radiating out of the Mikdash. That's why the Mishnah, as the Rambam explains, is comfortable with calling the whole Yerushalayim Mikdash, because in a certain sense, that's where the Kedusha comes from. And that's why it's such a Ruchani city, because the whole Yerushalayim could be defined as Mikdash in a larger sense. Rav Moshe Feinstein echoes this idea in his Pirush al HaTorah, the next source in the Drash Moshe in Parshas Vayeschanan, where Rav Moshe emphasizes that the Kedusha of Yerushalayim has nothing to do with more mitzvos. We can do more mitzvos in Yerushalayim than elsewhere? Which one? Okay, maybe you can eat certain karbanos. But can you do more mitzvos? Says Rav Moshe, no. But he says, similar to Moshe Rabbeinu. We know the Gemara at the end of the first parak in Sota, where Moshe Rabbeinu is bargaining with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let me go into Eretz Yisrael. No, sorry. 120 perfect years, you can't go in. Moshe says, for a second, 5 seconds. No, sorry, your time is up. Let me be a bird, the Medrash says. Let me fly over your Eretz Yisrael. Let me be a bird. What good is it to be a bird, to fly over Eretz Yisrael? Explains Rav Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't have a taiva to go in because there were more mitzvahs. Moshe wanted to be a farmer. No, forget the mitzvahs. Obviously, they're important. But Moshe Rabbeinu yearns for the Kedusha. He yearned to be in a Makom HaKodesh. That's why he yearned to be there. Explains Rav Moshe, where it's underlined. The etzem lios b'makom HaKedusha hu davar gadol. Just to be there. Mikivan she'Hashem yisbarach hikdash makom zeh, because Hashem sanctified it. Yesh lehishtad liosham. We have to try to be there. Upashut shegama mitzvah yibishvul zela dur b'makom kedusha af shelo yizdami lo l'kayim shah mitzvah satliyas baret. If I have no intention of being a farmer, of planting any trees, there's still a mitzvah to be there in a makom kadosh. And then he adds, l'chein gam yesh mitzvah b'Yerushalayim yoser mibishar Eretz Yisrael. After like a mitzvah satliyas b'Yerushalayim, there's no more mitzvahs there besides eating kadshim there. But the kedusha of Yerushalayim has nothing to do with more mitzvahs. It has to do with the Beis HaMikdash radiating out. It has to do with Kimitzion Teisei Torah, all the way from the Arin, right in the middle. The Luchos, the Arin, there's Azara, Harabayis, Yerushalayim, it all has the same roots. That's where the Ruchnius of Yerushalayim comes from, and that's why it's such a spiritual place, and that's what gives us the Ruchani feeling. That's the first element of Yerushalayim. Mikdash b'miksas. But there's a second element, and that is Yerushalayim is our national capital city. This has nothing to do with where embassies are. This has nothing to do with recognition of other nations of the world. This is a halachic concept, that Yerushalayim is intertwined with Malchus Beis David, and there's no breaking that connection. And we reflect that in our davening 3 times a day. Where do we see that? We know the Gemara in Maseches Megillah, the next first source on the back of the page. Rabbi Megillah tells us that the order of the brachos in Shmona Esrei is very specific. First, we ask Hashem for das. And once we have das, then we can do tshuva. And once we want to do tshuva, then we ask forgiveness. And when we ask forgiveness, then we ask, please redeem us from our specific problem. And then we need refuah. And then everything is in a specific order. So the Gemara says that right after you daven for Yerushalayim, right, Yerushalayim Erecha, the next bracha has to be a samach David. Got to be Malchus Beis David. One has to follow another. But it's not just one has to follow another. It's even deeper than that. There's another Gemara. The Gemara tells us elsewhere that at the end of every bracha in Shmona Esrei, the rule is we have to summarize what that bracha is about before we end the bracha. That's the rule. Kikel goel chazak atah, baruch atah Hashem goel Yisrael. Every bracha that we say, right before the baruch atah, we have a summary bracha. Right? Everyone we summarize, except for one. One seems to break the rule. Give us David HaMelech, Baruch Hashem, Bonei Yerushalayim. What are we talking about David HaMelech for? Ask the Bach. The Bais Chodesh of Yol Sirkus, ask the Bach. What are we doing? That is why you might have seen in some shuls, the Tulliner in Boston, other shuls, they have the minhag to switch the last two lines in that bracha. They switch it because they want the last line to be about Yerushalayim. Some have the minhag to do that. The Bach quotes that minhag. But you know what the Bach says? Don't switch it. Don't switch the lines, says the Bach in the next sorts on the bottom of the column. Avo ha'emes yored darko. Don't switch it, because you know why, says the Bach? Malchus Beis David and Bini Yerushalayim? Same theme. The same idea. We can't ask for Yerushalayim without asking for Malchus Beis David. It's not a violation of the rule. It's a fulfillment of the rule. Next line. Ein kisei Hashem shalem el kishe kisei David amachon over Yerushalayim. The same thing. Yerushalayim halachically is defined as the capital city. The whole city is Ir David. The whole city is Malchus Beis David, our capital city. There's even one line of an Agadata towards the end of Baba Kama, the Tzadik Zion. You have it in the next source. Very unclear what it means, but with this background, it's beautiful. Tana Rabbana says the Gemara, Ezehu Matzbeya Shel Yerushalayim. What's written on the coin of Jerusalem? Matzbeya Shel Yerushalayim. Says the Gemara, Dabru Shlomo Mitzad Echad, Yerushalayim Yerakodesh Mitzad Shein. On one side of the coin, it's David and Shlomo, and Yerushalayim Yerakodesh on the other side. One theme. Yerushalayim is not only our spiritual center, Kimitzion Teisei Sora, but it is our capital city. So what message could we take from the fact that it is spirit, it is Dabar Ruchani, David HaMelech has a special connection to it? What can we take? What can we learn from David HaMelech and maybe his connection to Yerushalayim? Maybe there's one midah, many midahs of David HaMelech, but one midah we could focus on for a moment, which maybe helped David to be zocheh, to be the one to build his palace in Yerushalayim, and that will help us and give us a message on this Yom Yerushalayim. The fascinating story, Shmuel Beis. Shmuel Beis in Perek Vazayin. David HaMelech has built his palace, has built his home, and you know what? He realizes, Pasuk Beis, in Perek Zayin, Pasuk Beis, I'll read it to you. Oh, you have it here, Pasuk Beis. Vayomer HaMelech HaNasan HaNavi, the king, David HaMelech says to Nasan HaNavi, Re'ena Anochi Yoshev Beis HaRazim, Baron HaLakim Yoshev B'toch HaYiriyah. I'm sitting here in this gorgeous palace, and Hashem doesn't have a Beis HaMikdash. Is that right? I gotta build a Beis HaMikdash. Nasan, I want to build a Beis HaMikdash. Can I build a Beis HaMikdash, please? What does Nasan answer him? Go right ahead. Do it! Build the Beis HaMikdash. Hashem is with you. Very next pasuk. That night, Hashem appears to Nasan during the night and says, Nasan, you're wrong. Nasan, David can't build the Beis HaMikdash. David has blood on his hands. He fought wars. His son will build the Beis HaMikdash. Go tell David that he can't build the Beis HaMikdash. Asks Rashi on that pasuk in a simple question. Hashem couldn't let Nasan sleep through the night. He must have been tired. He's a busy man. Let him sleep through the night. In the morning, tell him, go tell David. And he's telling him to go wake up the king during the night? That night, he had to go. Why the rush? Why the rush? Take it easy. Let him sleep through the night. Says Rashi. Amar b'chanita bar papa. Amar l'akadosh baruch hu l'nasan. Ha'adam azesh ani mishalechacha etzlo. Mahirhu. Shema yiskar palim. V'nimtzeisi mafsido maher. You know why you have to go now? Hashem tells Nasan, you told David that he could do it. You know what? He probably has already made phone calls. He's probably already hired workers. He's probably half done with planning the project. Quickly, if you wait till the morning, he's probably going to be finished already. He's going to have to fire these workers, fire the plans. David was a zariz. David was somebody who knew something. He said, okay, I'm going to do it. He's ready to do it. He's going to do it. I'll do it next week. I'll do it tomorrow. I'm going to do it now. David HaMelech was a zar. Please. Enjoy. David HaMelech was a Zoriz. He got the heter. He got the heter b'niyah. Boom, he's going. He's moving with it. It's happening. That was David HaMelech. And maybe that's why he was zochet to get Yerushalayim, as the Gemara says in a few places, Kohanim Zrizim Hay. Kohanim in the Beis HaMikdash. Kohanim, they acted as Zrizis. They woke up before the crack of dawn. They fought for who's going to take out the Trumas Hadeshin in the morning. That was David HaMelech. One of his midas, Zrizis. And that's the connection. That's the connection maybe to Yerushalayim. So Yerushalayim, just to summarize before we conclude, putting it all together, is our heart and soul. Spiritually, Ki Mitzion Tei Tzora, it's a mikdash, b'miksas. It's an expansion of the mikdash, lifnei Hashem. And it is also our capital city. It represents Torah and the midah of Zrizus. And on this Yom Yerushalayim, 42 days after HaKadosh Baruch Hu returned our holy city to us, let us make sure that we have internalized its messages. Its Kedusha flows from the Torah, and the best way to accomplish success in this area is by following David HaMelech's lead, being a Zariz, like the city is defined. Just one final note, and that is, one might think, Yerushalayim, Malchus Beis David, so we don't have Malchus Beis David yet. What are we celebrating? Why are we so happy? Why do we say special Tehillim tonight? We don't have Malchus Beis David. Oh, we have Yerushalayim, okay. But why are we so besimcha? So I saw a thought this week, that's why it's not on your sheet, that I think helps explain. A couple of days from now, countdown is on, we're going to be celebrating the Chag of Matan Torah, the Chag of Shavuos. And we know Shavuos is the day that Moshe Rabbeinu, by Maimon Har Sinai, and Moshe Rabbeinu went up for the first of his 40 days to receive the Luchos. Ask for Elio Schlesinger. Says, why are we celebrating the getting of the first Luchos? We know what happened to them. You know, shouldn't we celebrate something to do with the second Luchos? Moshe Rabbeinu goes up to get the first Luchos. He comes down on Shavuot of Tammuz. He breaks them. He goes up on the 18th day of Tammuz. Gets the Etzen Kapara. He comes down 40 days later on Erev Rosh Chodesh Elul. I received Kapara. You're forgiven. He goes up for a third time on Rosh Chodesh Elul. He comes down for the third time on Yom Kippur with the second Luchos. So why don't we celebrate either Rosh Chodesh Elul or Yom Kippur? That's when we got the Luchos that lasted. The other Luchos are broken. So why are we celebrating? Why do we have Shavuos? We should celebrate some of the later events. But he explains that maybe there's something deeper. And that is, the Gemara says, Shivrei Luchos munachim ba'aron. Shivrei Luchos weren't forgotten. They weren't just put aside. Moshe Rabbeinu was commanded, you see those real full Luchos there? Put the broken ones right next to them. To teach Klal Yisrael that even if something's broken, even if it's not complete, even if it's not perfect yet, it still has Kedusha. And it's still special. And it's still the center of our Beis HaMikdash. And it even explains, he continues the Gemara, that the Gemara says in more than one place that Rav Yosef exclaimed, if there wasn't a Yontif called Shavuos, I'd just be another Yosef in the Shuk. I'd just be another Joe, literally. Kama Yosef Ika Bashuka, the Gemara says, if it wasn't for a Shavuos. And all the Mepharshim are bothered. What? If there wasn't a Torah, there wasn't a Shavuos? There wasn't a Shavuos, Rav Yosef says, Kama Yosef Ika Bashuka. He explains beautifully that we know Rav Yosef, first Achik Subis mentions this, other places, that Rav Yosef got very sick during his life. And he forgot a lot of his Torah. And many times Abaye, his Talmud, had to remind him, Rebbe, you taught us this, don't you remember? He forgot a lot of his Torah. So he must have been pretty depressed. He had all these Talmud, I remember the Shiurim, he didn't remember half the Shiurim. So he's thinking to himself, he's so upset. And then he thinks of Shavuos. The Gemara tells us in Brachas, that Talmud Chacham Sheshachach Talmudo, you still have to respect him. Why? Because Shivrei Luchos Munachim Ba'arim. Because even the broken luchos are still in the arid. Even the Talmud Chacham Sheshachach Talmudo, he's still something special. And he's still something to be mechabed. So if Yosef says, Baruch Hashem for Shavuos, Kama Yosef Ikabashuka. Because I know why we celebrate luchos Rishonos. We celebrate Shavuos. Because not only the perfect ones, but even the broken ones, which are inside. Now I realize that my life has meaning. It still has value. Because Shivrei Luchos Munachim Ba'arim. So as we celebrate Yom Yerushalayim, is it perfect? Do we have everything? Do we have the Luchos yet? Do we have Malchus Beis David yet? We don't. But we definitely have the Shivrei Luchos. We definitely have Yerushalayim Yer HaKodesh. We definitely have being able to walk through the streets, Zakenim Uzakenos, the young and the old, hearing this beautiful sound of Yerushalayim. We definitely have the Shivrei Luchos. And as the Navi tells us in Zechariah, that Mashiach is going to come, Ani V'rochev Al HaChamor. He's going to be poor riding on a donkey. What's up, Shah? Why a donkey? Out of all the animals you can pick, that's not so glamorous. No, how about a horse? A stallion? Rochev Al HaChamor. One of the Mefarshim explain, ever ride a donkey? You're on a donkey, the donkey goes a little bit and the donkey stops. The donkey goes a little bit more, it stops. The donkey goes backwards. It goes a little bit more, and it goes sideways, stops again, takes a break, goes forward, backwards. Mashiach's going to come, Ani V'rochev Al HaChamor. It's not going to come one fell swoop. Go a little bit. A little bit more. They'll go backwards a bit more. That's the Gula process. So we have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ezeo Ashir HaSamech V'chelko. We have to have the tremendous Simcha HaKadosh HaTov that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us back Yerushalayim, the Shivrei Luchos Munachin Ba'aron, the spiritual center, the political center, the capital city. And Be'ez Hashem, we have to daven for the day that we not just only have the Shivrei Luchos, but Be'ez Hashem, the Luchos Mamish, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give us as well.